Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you for a new day. Thank you that your wonderful love, the wonderful work on the cross, your wonderful move of your Spirit enlightening us to your faith inspires us and blesses us to be blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10 to 15. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no division in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. For some members of Chloe's household have told me about your quarrels, my dear brothers and sisters. Some of you are saying, I am a follower of Paul. Others are saying, I follow Apollos, or I follow Peter, or I only follow Christ. Has Christ been divided into fractions? Was I, Paul, crucified for you? Were any of you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, for now no one can say, they were baptized in my name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the key here we can see to help and get past this futility of arguments and following this one and yeah, all the problems here. We can just see it right here. Has Christ been divided into factions? Was I crucified for you? Were any of you baptized into the name of Paul? So you got the three things here. Who was crucified for you? Who dealt with your past, with your sin? It was Jesus. And whose name were you baptized into? You baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's not just being pushed under the water. The water symbolism is that you've been restored to your true family, your true father, your true big brother, and the true precious Holy Spirit that is there to confirm and bring to pass, to give you power. And that's the wisdom of God. It all comes through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then who you following? So the big thing here is that God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit said, stop your nonsense. It was all arguments and division and problems before you came to the Lord. Now you are in the Lord. Now you are there to pursue the Lord, draw close to Him and let Him inspire you. And then you are blessed. You're sharing in love. You're not sharing to bring about arguments. You sharing something that has built you up, that has strengthened you, that's put another brick in the wall. It's given you vuma, power, joy. And that's what you share. And then you're sharing life. You're sharing resurrection life. You're sharing the goodness of God that is there to help, not to break down and to pull down, but it's there to give life. And yes, when that life comes down, it will pull down all the arguments and all the lies and the wrong thinking. But it's just to stay in that whole wonderful understanding. We were lost, but now we found. We were blind, but now we see, and we are found enjoying this love, this beauty, this goodness that has come on a daily basis, and that's what we've got to stay in. And the wonderful example there is when the Lord met the lady at the well, and He spoke to her, and He said that He'll give water where you won't thirst again. This will bring life to you. And the rivers of living water will flow from you. And with Him speaking to her, with Him in motivating, she went out with zeal, with joy, and in peace. And she shared. And I'm sure she had people that weren't impressed. But she just kept in what she knew came from the Lord, and she just carried on. And what happened? There was a mighty response, because that is the word God backs up. God brings about. And just further, I just want to say, you know, I was privileged to be led by one of the best leaders and teachers in the body of Christ. And it's Francois and his wife Lydia. And I heard beautiful things. I woke up to wonderful things. But at the end of the day, I am not Francois. I'm Trevor. And the beautiful thing, the Lord weaned me off, not off. They will always be my spiritual family, my spiritual Francois will be my spiritual father. But I learned that God has got uniqueness for me. And that is what I've got to tap into. I've got to hear, I've got to see, and then I've got to declare. And then I'm not like a computer just taking other people's knowledge in and that. I listen, but then I go to the Lord, and then the Lord enlightens. You see, a computer can never be, can't go do the things that it shares or has heard and experience the things that they've seen and heard. But when you're a child of the living God and you tapped into the Lord like a branch into the vine, then you bear the fruits that comes from the vine, comes from the root, comes from the source. So that's what it's all about. And that's how we stay in joy. And that's how we can overcome and we can encourage peace and the goodness and the fellowship of the Lord, because all goodness is found in just staying in Jesus and developing on schedule. Amen.
Amen.